Number one.
I hope I haven't forgotten anything important.
Well, our flippers are in the suitcase, and so are our goggles. Have you taken the passports?
Gosh, good thing you remembered.
What has the woman forgotten to put in the suitcase? Number two.
Dr. Turner's surgery, how can I help you?
Hello, my name is Eric Adams. Could I speak to Dr. Turner, please?
I'm afraid he's not in at the moment. Can I take a message?
Yes, I've got an appointment with him at the hospital tomorrow morning, but I won't be able to make it as I'll be flying to Denver.
Where is the man going to be tomorrow? Number three.
How did you like the choreography?
I didn't particularly like it, but I think the costumes were superb.
And so was the direction, don't you think?
Absolutely.
What are they talking about? Number four.
Which ride did you like best?
Well, I enjoyed the Ferris wheel and the bumper cars, but I think the roller coaster just rocks.
Which ride did the woman enjoy most? Number five.
Golden Age Hotel, how can I be of service?
I'd like to book a double room on September 25 and 26.
Certainly. Would you like a view of the mountain or the village square?
I'd prefer a view of the mountain, and definitely a fireplace.
No problem. Could you confirm your reservation a week prior to arrival?
Which room has the woman reserved? Number six.
Are you coming along on the ecotourism weekend? It seems like fun. There's going to be traditional cooking and dancing.
Well, that really sounds interesting. The previous one on winemaking wasn't much fun.
Which activity does the woman not enjoy? Number seven.
Come on, hurry up. We're going to miss the beginning of the play.
What time does it start?
8:15, but we're meeting Gary outside the cafe at 7:50, which means we should be leaving at about 7:20.
When is the play starting? Number eight.
I've got an assignment on endangered species at school.
What are you going to work on, pandas or the Sumatran tiger?
Actually, I'm going to study insects. Have you ever heard of the lotus blue butterfly?
Which animal is he going to work on? Number nine.
Did you hear the news about Mr. Robinson?
No, what about him?
It seems he's been arrested for shoplifting. Linda saw him at a department store. He had just bought a suit and was looking for a matching shirt. I guess that he decided to pick up a matching tie free of charge.
What did Mr. Robinson steal? Number 10.
Look at the time. It's too late to catch a bus. We'll take ages to get home.
Let's take the subway. It's a 15-minute walk to the station.
I can't possibly walk that far in these heels. We'll have to grab a taxi.
How will they get home? Number 11.
Can someone help me here? There's something wrong with the fax machine. I can't send this document.
Maybe you're feeding it the wrong way. It has to be face down, not face up.
No, I've already checked that.
Let me see. Oh, here it is. It's not plugged in.
What's the problem with the fax machine? Number 12.
I got Sandra a ring for her birthday. Do you think she'll like it?
She doesn't wear jewelry on her hands. Not with all the housework she does. She would have preferred earrings or a pendant.
How will Sandra feel about the gift? Number 13.
Where are you having your vacation this year?
It depends. If I sign a new contract at work, I'll only get 4 days off, so it'll have to be somewhere near. Otherwise, I'll have the usual half month.
How many years have you been with this company?
6.
How much vacation does the man usually have? Number 14.
It's early May and it already feels like summer.
Yes, but it's still quite unpredictable. Do you remember the storm the day before yesterday?
You're right, and I hear it's going to be overcast tomorrow.
What's the weather going to be like tomorrow? Number 15.
Are we going out with Anne and Jeff?
Yes, we're going to the movie theater near the market to watch this new comedy.
And where are we meeting? Outside the pizza parlor like the other time?
No, they're going to pick us up at the corner in half an hour.
Where are they going to meet their friends? Number 16.
When you go to the post office, can you mail these Christmas cards?
No problem. Regular or express?
Is express much more expensive?
Well, 20 cents a card more, but it's much faster and Christmas is next week.
It shouldn't be more than a couple of extra bucks, so okay then. But I'm sending emails next year.
How is she going to send her Christmas wishes? Number 17.
Where can I find some paper? I need to print something.
There should be some in the middle drawer. If not, check the shelf over the printer.
Here it is, in the top drawer, not the middle one.
Where was the paper? Number 18.
I'm redecorating. Do you know where I can find cheap furniture?
There's a cheap shop on Lincoln Street next to the florist. What exactly are you looking for?
A coffee table. I found a lovely one in an antique shop, but it was too expensive.
Which shop is the woman going to visit? Number 19.
You won't believe who I ran into the other day. Brian Carter.
You're kidding. Has he still got the fuzzy black hair he had at school?
He's gone bald. Can you believe it? He's also got glasses and a goatee.
What does Brian Carter look like today? Number 20.
My pants shrank in the wash, so I need to let them down.
Are they the pants you had taken in when you lost weight?
Yes, they're the ones. They've proved quite sturdy.
What will she have to do? Number 21.
To help avoid catching a cold, sneeze into a tissue rather than in your hands. Then discard the tissue and wash your hands thoroughly with warm, soapy water.
I'll make sure I do.
Where is the man? Number 22.
How are the wedding preparations getting along?
Well, I found the most perfect wedding gown and have sent out the invitations, so the next thing to do is order the wedding cake.
What hasn't the woman done yet? Number 23.
Kim and I are throwing the twins a birthday party next Saturday. Can you help with the preparations?
Sure. I can make some cupcakes and decorate them with fruit sprinkles.
No, Barbara's doing that and Lisa's making sausage rolls. Can you make some meatballs?
With pleasure.
What is the woman going to cook? Number 24.
I can't find my keys. Can you check the door for me?
No, they're not here. Have you tried the kitchen table?
First place I checked. Maybe I left them on my bedside table.
Where did the man first look for his keys?
Number 25. I'm making roast pork with apple stuffing.
Isn't it that recipe with the whole garlic cloves?
Yes, don't you like it?
Sounds perfect. But could you leave the garlic out this time? It upsets my stomach.
Okay, I'll add some bay leaves instead.
What should the woman not put in the food?